I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Well, now we head down to the Sioux Falls offices of Game, Fish, and Parks, biologist Dave Lucchese, and I guess starting up north, I know Oakwood's kind of been a pleasant surprise lately, mainly the east, sometimes the west, but that and Ponset, what's been going on?
Yeah, they've... East Oakwood Lake's been going pretty much all spring again this year. Most of the fish are in that 14 to 17-inch class. We've got a few boats venturing out there. It sounds like over the weekend, spinner and a crawler was the best combination. We fished it offshore with a bunch of kids, and it was a little slow for us. But once again, it seemed like they jig and a crawler was the best bait to use. Now, you had heard that West Oakwood was going, and they're picking up a few fish out there. That's been a little slower this spring, but we know there are still good walleyes in there, and actually some bigger fish, too. So a little bit further west, I think Thompson still had a pretty good bite. There were quite a few boats out there on the weekend, and then just to the north of it, Lake Henry, one co-worker sent me a picture on the weekend. There was a line of boats about headed out to the road waiting to launch. So I think they've been doing pretty well out there, too, on walleyes. And those are really nice fish. Those are, a lot of those are pound and a half to 3-4 pound fish. So that's been good, too. I heard a report or two of a fish, a mixed bag, being caught on Sinai. Sounds like it was busy over the weekend. They're getting some crappies, getting some smallmouth, and some really nice walleyes out there. So that's been pretty good. Also had a report or two coming off the Highway 81 lakes. Sounds like folks taking a boat out there are finding a few walleyes, and once again, smallmouth and white bass. Further south in the region, like Madison and Herman, I think last I heard, Herman was still putting out some walleyes, and Madison was too. So they've been hanging in there. And then Lake George, south of Madison, there has also provided fishing action for walleyes all spring. So it's been a pretty good bite around the region recently.
How about as far as Lake Ponset? Some of your fishermen going up there yet, or Albert?
Yeah, you know, Ponset's been good, really good this spring. Know several folks that fished in that walleye league last Wednesday night and looked at the results, and some really good fish weights. A lot of guys had 10 to 15 pounds of keeper walleyes, and said they threw back many, many fish. So a lot of people have been going up to Ponset. Lake Albert's been quiet. We know there's bigger fish in there, but there's also a lot of food, and I think I really haven't heard much on that lake.
Well, Dave Lucchese out of the Sioux Falls and Brookings offices of Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you. Well, now we head up to Big Stone Lake, talking to Don at Schmidt's Landing on the South Dakota side, and fishing in the last week. How's the good and the bad been?
Memorial Day weekend started out really good. Our fishermen on Friday and Saturday, even though Saturday was overcast and cool, there wasn't much wind, and they did extremely well. Saw a lot of walleyes, saw a few crappies, heard of people catching some bluegills, even a few northerns. Just a nice variety of fish, and it was a good day. Sunday, it broke out sunny and a little bit of a chop on the lake. We thought the fishing would stay in there, but it just kind of slowed. A lot of people said they were struggling trying to put something together. Of course, Monday, everybody went home from the holiday, and so they're kind of quiet last couple days.
Has it been mid-June over the last couple of years that plug fishermen actually fishing for walleyes have found the perch, or is that later in the summer?
Yeah, over the weekend, we heard some people getting a perch here or there, so it's going to start, I think, just a little early. They're catching one, a random one here or there, which is a good sign. The bite, that perch bite might start earlier than it did last year. Last year, I think it was not until we were well into July did we able to tell people they could go out and get a limit of perch.
Have you had any largemouth bass fishermen at all, or any big ones caught yet?
Yep, we've had some largemouth bass fishermen. There was a big one caught and released, and it was about an 8-pounder.
Wow.
The guy was very tickled with it. Not very many local people fish for them, so it's pretty of a rare occurrence. But they're there. They're a nice fish. It's a nice sport fish. Lots of fun.
And Big Stone Lake's probably right at full pool?
Yep, it's in very good shape. Water clarity is excellent when the wind's not blowing. In fact, we need the wind to have a little chop or find a spot where the carp are stirring up the bottom of the lake when they're spawning, get a little dirty water to work. The weeds are starting to come, so you got to work over the weeds a little bit to get those fish going.
Well, Donna Schmitz Landing on Big Stone Lake, thank you.
Thank you, Don. See you next week.
Well, now we head up to the Webster offices of Game Fish and Parks. Biologist Brian Blackwell. And Brian, have you started test netting or testing or working on any area lakes yet in Day County?
Yeah, this past week was our first official week where we actually were doing some netting, our standardized surveys, and we had crews on Reeks Lake as well as dry with the North Drywood up in Roberts County. And, you know, things looked pretty good. I think in Drywood we had about almost 5 walleyes per net. Which is pretty good because this year we switched to a smaller net. We're going to a different, which basically is going to be the North American standard net is what we're hoping, you know, will be used across North America so you can compare other states to each other. It's about half the size of what we've been using. So a catch of 5 fish per net is pretty good with those nets. Down on Reeks Lake, we had just around 20 walleyes per net, which is really high. That would probably equate to about 40 fish per net in our old net. So, yeah, Reeks Lake continues to look pretty good. Most of those fish are in that around 20 to 23 inches. So good numbers of, you know, quality size fish. We don't see a lot of bigger fish right now on Reeks, but there's a lot of nice quality fish. And the one surprise was on Reeks, our yellow perch catch was really low. We just did not see many perch in that lake right now. So that's doesn't look good, you know, this coming winter as far as being able to catch any perch down there.
Drywood, now, isn't that a lake just north of Pickerel?
Right, yep, it'd be up there in that area. Got an access on the north end of it, pretty fair access now. They did a lot of work, hauled a lot of gravel in there last year to make it better. At times, you know, I hear some pretty good reports out there, some big walleyes being caught, it's just a really neat lake. Good walleye population. There are a number of bullheads in there as well.
Bitter Lake still taking the biggest percentage of the pressure in Day County?
Yeah, it is. Bitter's been busy. Lots of people primarily still fishing that west end, catching lots of fish. Most of those fish are going to be under 15 inches, so they're still looking pretty hungry. They haven't gained a lot of weight or started growing yet, so it's what we wanted is to get some of those fish harvested out of there, and I think it's happening.
How about as far as Wabe Lake?
You know, Wabe's had some pretty good runs at times. Walleye bite has been good at times. It's kind of day by day, but what's really going now are the white bass. We're actually seeing a fair amount of pressure for the white bass. A lot of people on shore, as well as even some boats that are actually targeting the white bass. So, we're encouraging, utilize those white bass. They're pretty much an underutilized species, so it's good to see people actually targeting them.
Well, it seems like last year there was a lot of those 2, 3, and even some bigger ones, but wasn't most of May and June hot for bass last year also?
Yeah. Wabe, the white bass population's done really well up there, and so, yeah, it's been good fishery right now if you're interested in catching some white bass.
Smallmouth bass showing up at Pickerel or Enemy or Horseshoe?
Haven't heard a whole lot on the smallmouth in the last week or so. I would imagine a lot of those fish are probably on beds now. Their spawning season's probably going right now. But I would imagine, people are catching a few. I know Reeks Lake, there's been a fair amount of pressure targeting our smallmouth bass. I did hear Horseshoe, there was a lot of fish there were could see them on their beds, and people were catching a few off the beds, but I would say, next week or so that the smallmouth really take off on a lot of our lakes.
Bluegill fishermen, probably Enemy Swim and South Buffalo, the two better lakes?
Yeah, those would be our better lakes. Cochrane as well, you could get some decent bluegill down there. And that's another bite as we move into the warmer temperatures, I would say that the bluegill bite will really start picking up.
Where's the test netting heading to? Just different lakes maybe every week for a while?
Yeah, this week they're up on White Lake up there in Marshall County, and then Round Lake in Cottington County is where they're working this week.
Brian Blackwell, Webster Game Fish and Parks, thank you. Don Fierstead here with some outdoor information. Well, don't forget about the 31st Annual Dakota Sportsman Eric Wingy's Memorial Walleye Fishing Tournament. It again this year, Saturday, June 11th on Lake Ponset, 80-team limit, two-person teams, $150 entry fee, and they're real close to 60 teams on this, and it did feel last year over $12,000 in prizes if it fills out the 80-team limit and $3,000 to the first place team, and we do have entry forms, the official ones right here in this radio studio here of KWAT and KDLO. And also you can check out all the details online at gowatertown.net and check on the news and events for that. Bitter Lake Walleye Challenge, Saturday, June 18th, $150 entry fee. After June 11th, it's $200. If you have questions on that, give Adam a call, 237-9197. Then we have the Madison Masonic Lodge 17's Walleye Fishing Tournament on Lake Thompson on June 25th. And if you want some more information on that, give Dave Thielbar a call, 270-2728. Well, Bryce McVicker, a conservation officer and boating instructor here in Watertown, was presented with the National Association of State Boating and Law Administrators as the Brooke Brown Winner Boating Officer of the Year, and he's done a great job. The Game Fish and Parks says in the boating law enforcement, consistent presence on the water in and around the Watertown area, and also he works as an enrollment instructor and contributes to the learning of fellow officers. Again, Bryce McVicker, CEO out of Watertown, congratulations to him. Well, now we head out to the Whitlock Bay Supper Club. Pro guide Chuck Krause. And Chuck, fishing, where are they at? What's been the pattern on depth, and what are the fish liking to bite on?
Well, it seems like most activity is still going north of the bridge. That Dodge Draw area, you know, Swiftbird Islands, Buffalo Skin, all the way up into the Morrow River. I think the further north you go, probably the more consistent the bite's been. Sure, shallow, 10-foot less, a lot of guys pulling spinners at the minnow, playing hook with the minnow, doing a little propeller with the float on it in a minnow, some guys pitching jigs. Few groups doing spinners and worms, and so it's really a variety. I think it's more of being where the fish are than what you're using. Water temp pushing that 59-60 degree. We had nice, really nice weather over the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and lots of fish caught. A lot of people had really good luck. Now we've had some wind the last couple days, not a lot of people going out, including myself. I haven't been out the last 2 days, but had a really good weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and even Monday was still pretty good.
And are any of the smaller fish showing up yet?
Oh, yeah, there's a variety. Monday in particular, we had quite a few fish in that 11 to 12-inch range, and then you can pull a 19-incher right out of the same spot. So they're really a mixture. The smallmouth are starting to come on a little bit. Got a fair amount of white bass and smallmouth mixed too. So a little bit of activity, a lot of things going on, different species of fish. And I think you get some nice weather again, I look for another pretty cool one.
Chuck Krause of Whitlock Bay Supper Club, thank you. Well, now on the line, we have Adam Renas from the Bitter Lake Walleye Challenge. Again, Saturday, June 18th, $150 entry fee. And if you wait till after June 11th, it's $200. And what are you looking at for teams so far, Adam?
We're about half full, probably maybe a little bit more. We'd like to get into that 50-60 range. After 60 boats, that boat ramp gets pretty full at the Bitter Lake Lodge. So we kind of try to cap it at that. And we got some good guys coming in and stuff. So and there's that Elite Walleye Series tournament on Sunday. So if you're going to fish that, you can jump in this tournament and the day before.
I know a lot of the fishing's been taking place on that west side, so that's quite a trip from that state ramp there on the southeast side.
Yeah, I've heard that too. I've heard that there's been a lot of fish being caught, and a lot of guys are concentrating on that west side pulling spinners and throwing stuff to shore, so should be good. Should be a lot of fish caught, we're hoping, so.
Well, every year it seems like some of the bigger fish are caught with casting plugs or even countdown plugs into the weed lines and figuring those bigger fish out where they're hiding, so that always makes a big difference if somebody finds, one or two over 20-inch for their team.
Yep, that's what it takes. I think last year was 16, 17 pounds, and it took about 10 pounds to cash a check, and it'll probably be about that this year, I would assume. Maybe a little bit smaller, but it'll be right in there. So,
well, Adam, if they have some questions, how can they get a hold of you?
Just probably call my cell phone, 605-237-9197, or else you have the application posted right on your site.
Yep, you can.
And can go there and print them off.
Yep, go to GoWatertown.net on the Outdoor News and Events, and you'll find a Bitter Lake Walleye Challenge, and you can read all the instructions and all the info on that, or just print one off and get in. And there is a deadline there, June 10th, to save $50, so hopefully you'll have a push in the next 8 days.
That's all we're hoping for. Everybody that fishes gets a free T-shirt. So we'd like to get, just to get everything ready and get the T-shirt sizes ready per team and get them entered in the computer. It's nice to get them in earlier if we can. So we'll probably take them still. We'll take them the day of the tournament, but it's just nicer if they can get in earlier. So,
well, Adam Renas, again, his number, 237-9197. Well, now we head up to the Watertown offices of Game Fish and Parks, conservation officer and boating instructor, Bryce McVicker. First of all, congratulations on your award.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
I know it's a lot of hard work.
Always nice to be mentioned in the same sentence as Brooke Brown, that's for sure.
Yep, he was a good friend of mine, too, so. I guess going down to fishing here right close to Watertown first, the main lakes, what's giving up fish lately?
As far as Cottington County goes, about the only thing we have right now that's been consistent is Goose Lake. Still seeing fish there, still have some clear water there, so late evenings, cloudy days, that's when we're seeing most of our fish on Goose Lake. But Dry Lake by Florence has kind of been giving up some walleye this week. Unfortunately, getting boats in Dry Lake by Florence has been kind of tough. Water levels have gone down and to the point where you kind of got to back your boat in the lake past where our cement blocks are for a boat ramp there. So not real conducive to getting bigger boats in Dry Lake right now by Florence, but nonetheless, there is some opportunity to catch fish there if you have a smaller boat.
I wonder if anybody after a partial winter kill, I guess we don't know how much, but on Grass Lake, that's almost impossible to get a boat in anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can get anything with a motor in there. Kayaks, that kind of thing, you could probably get in there. Even shore fishing is awfully tough because the weeds are so thick that it makes finding a place to cast almost impossible right now.
Well, heading west, Clark County or down in Hamlin County, any lakes giving up fish?
Yeah, Clark County's been really busy all through Memorial Weekend, and this week, anytime the wind's not blowing, there's been a lot of people fishing over there, a lot of fish being caught, everything. Of course, Dry Lake number 2 has been the busiest, but Indian Springs, Bailey's Lake, some other small sloughs around the county have all been giving up fish this week.
I know Dry Lake east and north up by the colony of Clark, up in that area, it's been really good shore fishing, even crappie rigs and bobbers over better than casting plugs or jigs and minnows, but I guess they're having some parking problems on the road there.
Yeah, that's as far as the fishing report goes, that's kind of what we saw last summer too, is the shore fishermen did good all year, kind of odd times of the day, even middle of the afternoon, people catching walleye over there. But yes, we are running into some parking issues now, and the county is asking fishermen not to park on the road. It is signed, so you do know what those boundaries are, where you can park and where you can't. So you're going to have to walk a little bit further now to get to a fishing spot on dry one than we did before.
And then lastly, Hamlin County, Ponset or Clear Lake by Thomas, anything?
Yeah, Ponset had a great Memorial Weekend, definitely the best Memorial Weekend since I've been out of the Watertown office. A lot of fish being caught, crappie, nice-sized crappie at times, plenty of walleye, and white bass are going pretty good now. A lot of the walleye are still under the 15-inch minimum, so just a reminder that there is that length limit still on Ponset. But there is some nice fish being caught, too, some 17s, 18s, and a couple over 20s mixed in there.
But nothing out of Clear Lake by Thomas?
Clear Lake by Thomas, we're finally starting to see a few shore fishermen down there in a boat or two, but nothing real consistent quite yet.
Bryce McVicker out of the Watertown Game Fish and Parks Office, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.